I'm Dan Hughes in the Softball Corner. Fall leagues started at the end of August, and just this week we finally had a night where the weather was cold enough to break out the long sleeves. Now, you've probably noticed two things about hitting softballs in colder weather. One, it's a lot easier to sting your hands when you don't hit the ball with the sweet spot. And two, the ball goes a lot farther when you hit it cleanly. It even sounds crisper off the bat when it's cold. Now, having said that, let me complicate things a bit. A few shows ago, I reviewed a new book called The Complete Guide to Slow-Pitch Softball by Rayner and Julie Martins. And here's what they have to say about hitting in cold weather. Quote, "We've always observed that when temperatures are cooler, the ball seems to jump off the bat. But meteorologists tell us that air is 8% less dense at 95 degrees than at 50 degrees. Now, if you hit a ball that would travel 300 feet on a 50-degree day, it would travel 324 feet on a 95-degree day." Huh? It goes farther on a hot day than a cold one? No way. What's going on here? I checked this out with baseball physics guru Alan Nathan, and he gave me a similar story, but his figures were not quite so dramatic. I didn't understand his explanation, but with his figures and formulae, theoretically the ball would go 11 feet farther on a hot day. But that is all assuming the compression of the ball stays the same throughout the various temperature ranges, and it does not. What's going on with these suppositions is that they fail to take into consideration just what those lower temperatures do to a softball. Namely, the colder a softball gets, the harder it gets. Normal ASA softballs have a compression factor of 375 when they are at a temperature of 70 degrees Fahrenheit. But for every 10-degree drop in temperature, that compression factor goes up by 60 pounds. So when the temperature of that 375 ball is just 40 degrees, its compression goes up to 555. And that means the ball is going to go substantially farther, even though the air density favors the hot day. Alan further says, "Lower temperature means a harder ball, higher compression, and a harder ball means a greater trampoline effect. Therefore, higher batted ball speed and longer distance." How much longer? I don't know. But I do know that in cold weather, I can hit the outfield fence on one bounce, and in warm weather, I can't come anywhere close to that. What makes all of this hard to understand for the non-softball player is that there have been several studies done on the effect of cold weather on baseballs, but none on softballs. And baseballs and softballs are two very different animals. Alan says, "I do not have any stats on how temperature affects distances for a softball. I do have some information for baseball played with a wood bat, but that doesn't get to your real question about ball compression, which has no effect on a wood bat." One other point. In order for a softball to get livelier in cold weather, it has to be exposed to the cold for at least an hour. Hitting a warm ball in cold weather won't do it. It's the interior temperature of the ball that's important. The entire ball must be at the lower temperature, not just the cover. You clever folks will realize that if you keep your softballs in the refrigerator, they'll go farther when you hit them, even in hot weather, until they warm up in the outside air. Anyway, until someone does some actual experiments with softballs and non-wood bats, all we can say is what we see with our eyes. That ball definitely goes substantially farther in cold weather. And that means that cold weather is an advantage for the hitter. Have you thought about this? In fall ball, your hits will be crisper, the ball will go faster and farther. Other things being equal, your batting average and slugging percentage will go up in fall ball. Just another reason not to stop playing when the regular season ends. For more articles on managing, coaching, and playing adult slow-pitch softball, and a description of my book, visit slowpitchbook.com. Thanks for listening. In the Softball Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.